Hello, San Francisco. It's good to be here again. In Los Angeles, there's something happening about performance. You might say that the cause of this effect is the proximity to Hollywood. So I'm going to perform some of my poetry for you today. If you'd like to hear more of me, my work is available on recently, within the past two or three years, on a series of spoken word LPs put out by Freeway Record, the most recent of which features myself on one side and Exene Cervanka of the group X on another side. It's called Twin Sisters, and it's just been released, and it's available through Rhino Records on the Freeway label. I'm going to read work from my first book, Mad Dog, my second book, Imagos, and some poetry that hasn't been in a book as yet. Coffee. Steam rises over my nose against this night. Cold, empty room, as wide as my throat, eases, flows. River, a mocha memory from Aunt Aura's kitchen. She made it in a big tin percolator and poured the brew into thick, white, fist-sized mugs and put lots of sugar and milk in it for me and the other kids who loved it better than chocolate. And the neighbor woman used to tell her and us, it wasn't good for young colored children to drink. It made you get blacker and blacker. Where I live, at the lip of a big black vagina, birthing nappy-headed pickaninnies every hour on the hour, and soul radio blasting into mind window. Bullets and blood. See that helicopter up there like God's eye looking down on his children. Bars and bars. And bars, 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 and bars. Where I live is the gap-filled mouth of Polly, the old black woman up the street whose daughter's from New Orleans and who abandons her every holiday, leaving her to wander up and down the avenue and not even a holiday meal. She collects the neighborhood trash, begs kindness in doorways, always in the same browns, purples, blues of her loneliness, a dress that never fades or wears thin. Where I live is the juke on the corner. Hamburger, fish, chili smells drawing hungry niggas off the street and pimp mobiles cluttering the asphalt parking lot, pool tables in the back where much gambling and shit take place, and many niggas fall to the knife of the violent surgeon. One night, me and Cowboy were almost killed by a stray bullet from some renegade lowrider. And me and Kathy used to go down and drop quarters and listen to Al Green. And the dudes would hate my sadiddy ways, call me dyke because I wouldn't sell pussy. Where I live is a nightclub working 1 to 6 a.m. Cigarette burn holes in my stockings, wig full of cigarette smoke, flesh bruised from niggas pinching my meat, feeling my thighs, my ears full of spit from whispers and obscene suggestions, my mind full of sleeps, spiders building a hazy nest, eye full of rainbow, looking forward to the day I leave this hell where I live, avoiding the landlord on the 1st and 15th when he comes around to collect the rent. I'm 4 months behind and wish I had a nigga to take care of me for a change instead of taking me through changes. This building which keeps chewing hunks out of the sides of people's cars, and the insane old bitch next door beating on the wall, scaring the kids, telling me to shut up. You see, every other day, she calls the cops out here, and I hope they don't run a make on me and find all them warrants. Where I live, the little Crips and Brims diddy-bop through and pick up young bitches and flirt with the old ones, looking to snatch somebody's purse or find their way into somebody's snatch, 'cause mama don't want them at home and papa is a figment, and them fawns, them fawns, them farms they call schools. And mud-flapped, bushy-headed entity swoop the avenue seeking death. It's the only thrill left where I live, at the lip of a big black vagina, birth and nappy-headed pickaninnies. Every hour on the hour, the county is her pimp, and she can turn her tricks swifter than any bitch ever graced this earth. She's the baddest piece of ass on the West Coast, black Los Angeles. All right. Midnight carries me south along Illusion Avenue. Used to know a man who sold it hot. A woman who knew the ins and outs of bad paper. An artist who kiln-fried ghetto pots and glazed eyes, a neighborhood of chances. The story starts in brown webbing of palm-raised eyes and supplication. God slur drops reds, drinks Schlitz malt liquor, bumps booty to the blues, swoops the asphalt after curfew brim cocked, wide open for action. A chronicle of hearts bleeding, minds writhing, fists pounding, hair. You see, call it heads or tails. 1866 or 1976, slavery drives it home into that black woman's snatch, sucks her teats, milk of generations. And my story is no different. Brother Love came up to see me, a sack of goodies and an empathetic ear. Most sisters who've been through what you've been through been dead long time ago. Uncaps the bottle, pours a song. Oh, and we toast that bitch, Mother America. Alone behind the wheel, his ghost rides with me, sips wine. You one hell of a beautiful bitch. Memory, a hand on my thigh. Another of ladies who lose their demons on the freeway. Chorus, it's true, ain't no new, a different spice, the same old stew. A different man, the same old screw. Crack a smile, laugh a while. It ain't the act, it's the style. See, midnight carries me south down Blue Avenue, finding meaning at the bottom of an empty cup, reading eyes leery. Not to give up too much, a dime for the cause, and thick lips pressed to the window. Son of a. He came in looking for a mama stumbling off truanoids, spreading blue pills across the tile counter, shouting, bitches, 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 I'm a beautician and I make sisters beautiful. Silken superfly waves across his cute pate, a kiss of sideburn and mustache zipped down, dull leather jacket, black high-heel boots, and Sunset Boulevard eyes on bitches, bitches, bitches. Latinos behind the counter suddenly couldn't speak English. Little Bit started to tease him, saying, "Nigga, please place your order." He was too busy cuffing a customer. "Man, I got some Truanoid here for sale." Falling down on the concrete floor between shots, "I'm a beautician, and I make black bitches beautiful." The door ran into him and busted up his lip. He reeled out into the parking lot. A vicious troublemaking wall lumped up his head. He came back in his fly unzipped, damp with unsuccessful piss, clutching two appointment books and a pair of warm black leather gloves. Long, tall, 40-ish. Two sisters came in about 3 a.m., dug him. "Look, honey, I got some 9 babies at home, so I know just what to do for him." Told him how he was a man to respect himself, put his dick back where it belonged. We watched him smile to himself as they paid for the burger. The three of them went out into the parking lot's cold morning. In my head, I could still hear his shouts. "I make bitches, bitches, bitches." Drone. I am a clerk. I am a medical billing clerk. I sit here all day and type the same type of things all day long, insurance claim forms for people who suffer chronic renal failure. Fortunately, these people I rarely see. These are hardcore cases, most of them poor black or Latin. They're cases most other doctors refuse. They are problem cases. Some of them have complications like heroin abuse. Some of them are very young. Most of them have brief charts, which means they died within a year of beginning treatment. Sometimes a patient gets worried about his or her coverage and calls the office. I refer them to the dialysis unit caseworker. A few of the patients do bad things. For instance, some of them might refuse treatment as scheduled. Sometimes they get drunk and call up the nurses or attendants and curse them out. Sometimes they try to fight the attendants because they feel neglected, afraid. Sometimes they wait until the last minute to show up, and it is the last minute. Most of the patients, good patients, quietly expire. I retire their charts to the inactive file. A few more claims I won't be typing up anymore. They are quickly replaced by others, black, Latin, or poor. I make out crisp new charts, and the process starts all over again. The cash flows and flows and flows so that the doctors can feed their racehorses and play tennis and pay the captains of their yachts and keep up their children's college tuition and trust and maintain their luxury cars. For this service, I am paid a subsistence salary. I come in here each morning and build a government for the people, by the people, for these patients. I sit here and type. That's what I do, and that's very important. Day after day, adrift in the river of forms that flows between my desk and the computer that prints out the checks. There are very few problems here. I am a very good clerk. I sit here all day and type. I am a medical billing clerk. I'm a clerk. I clerk.
Yeah.
accounts payable. I've been reduced to rubber-tipped fingers, shuffling tons of invoices, a debt that remains unpaid. The auditors have arrived, and the ledger of my sweat closed. Appeals to accounting go unrecognized among the columns, and day after day, the figure I seek to identify avoids tally. At the bank, they whisper when they see me enter the line, another withdrawal. My days here are numbered. Doctor's report. Patient complains of social dysfunction related to color. Symptoms: homicidal, suicidal tendencies, erratic episodes of deep depression, chronic intermittent unemployment requiring outside financial assistance, beg, borrow, steal. Past history: patient is a young black female divorcee with two children. She is alert and cooperative one moment, sullen and resentful the next. She states that the complaint which brings her here today is ongoing since birth. She also states she has seen other physicians in the past, and although they agree that she does have something, they were unable to determine its etiology. Examination. Patient exhibits emotional instability, for example, crying and laughing at the same time. Other mood swing observed encompassed hope to anger, an insatiable hunger expressed by the patient as a desire for freedom and power of self-determination. This phenomenon has no apparent physiological source. Recommendation: institutionalization. Office politics. The white boss stops at my desk to see how I'm doing. It's something. What a good, strong workhorse I am. Not like those lazy Mexicans and them power-hungry Jews can't be trusted. Who knows what's on the Oriental mind? But we Negroes understand what the white man is about. We understand that his best interest is ours. That's why we've always made such fine employees. The Jewish foreman stops at my desk to say, how's it going? We're soulmates. After all, we have much more in common than other races. My slavery, his death camp, not like those greasy Mexicans or clannish Orientals. There are Jews in the NAACP, and Harlem was once a Jewish ghetto. If it weren't for the Jews, Negroes would be worse off. The white feminist co-worker brands men subhuman as her black sister. Don't I understand our oppression is the same? What is the difference between being lynched and being manhandled? And didn't white female abolitionists play a major role in our emancipation? And black men are the same as white men. They are men, aren't they? The Mexican co-worker confides outrage. The white boy's days are numbered. California and Texas will be Spanish-speaking again, and soon we will not allow the red herring of jobs to set us at each other's throats. The white boy and the Jew can only buy the illusion of loyalty from us, never, never the reality. The Japanese accountant passes by my desk to his, does not say a word. When everyone else is out of the office, save me and him, he goes into his attaché case for the flask of scotch and bottoms up without offering me a sip. My black coworker comes over to my desk, looks deep into my eyes, opens his mouth, moans, shakes his head, and goes back to work. Under arrest. Freeze! Freeze, that's right, freeze, before I take your head off, freeze. Come on and raise those arms, get them up, let me see you raise those arms high, or I'll take your head off, higher, higher, or I'll spill your blood all over the sidewalk. Okay, up against the car, spread them, bitch, spread them. You see what this is, don't you? You see what this is, and there's a bullet in this barrel that's just waiting to bite your back. Now spread them and spread them wide, so help me, I'll send you to visit Jesus. I ought to take you into an alley and bash your head in. That's right. Where's your ID? Now put your hands behind your back. We're going to give you some bracelets to wear, but they won't be diamonds. Geez, I'd like to stomp your ass. You saw those flashing reds? I almost shot you back there. You know that? When are you people going to learn, huh? You talk too much. That makes me damn mad when you talk too much. I was ready to put lead in your brain. You know that? Shit makes me damn mad. I'd rather take you to the morgue. Felon. My heart comes through my skin. They've snatched my kids. If the police catch me home, I'm sunk. When handcuffed, the first and greatest itch is my nose. Better find some place to spend the night. The car. Sleep behind the wheel. Behind the apartment building in winter night cold. Doors locked. I wake. But the scream goes on. Can't tell Mom about this. Crimester. Only crime I'm guilty of, trying to play Alice straight in Crooked Land. Money, bitch. Can't get hold of it. If the cops stop me, it's jail without bail. Drive careful. One eye on the road, one eye on the rear view. One eye onto my hell. County Hospital psycho ward. The gay psychiatrist tells me write a book. My employer saves my neck because it's his wallet. His attorney thinks I'm a cut above scum. The foster mother smiles beneath her black bouffant wig and tells me my children are well behaved. Court. The judge is black, robed, and pleasant. Nods, extenuating circumstance. So rare to see a nigger here on something other than homicide, dope, prostitution, rape, robbery. Yes. The records are sealed. They almost took me out this time. Provide, he said, provide the condition of my release, getting them back into my custody. I must provide, try to make a dollar out of 15 cents. I will, with difficulty. I will. 'Tis morning, makes mother a killer. Me. The day grinds its way slowly into her back. A bad mattress stiffens her jaw. It is the mindless banalities that passes conversation between co-workers. Her paycheck spread too thin across the bread of weeks. Too much gristle and bone and not enough blood. Meatless meals of beans and cornbread Nights in the electronic arms of the tube. Mean as a bear, carrying groceries home in the rain and shoes twice resold, and feverish with fluid is the early dawn, mocking her unfinished efforts, unpaid bills, unanswered letters, unironed clothes, tracks of pain in her face left by time. Oh, the fickle high of it, facing the mirror, a black flesh, mean as mean can push to the floor. But Max is not Max enough. No power out of control. Anxiety. It is the sun illuminating cobwebs that strips her of her haunted beauty, reveals the hag at her desperate hour. Children, beware. The failed revolt of 1822. 35 caught and executed in Charleston. Urgent message to Denmark, VC. I tell you, they don't remember. It's been less than a generation and they've already forgotten the movement. Medgar Evers, Viola Liuzzo, Fred Hampton, the thousand others. All that history fed to the shredders of white corporate publishing. Today's youth know frightening nothing about our battles all the way to Congress, the Supreme Court, beyond, into the streets, fields, rivers, hearts. Even as I type this hasty footnote to our peculiarly precious heritage, the letters vanish so much in visible ink. This poem is from me to me. They'll starve you. So you think you're better, tough, made of special stuff, a fine addition to the human species. They will treat you like feces. Under the boot of racial pride, they'll skin your hide and drive home the message of numbing pain, nigger. They'll never pay you your worth or recognize your beauty. The language of your bone and drum are foreign tongue. You're hung if you know too much, hung if you know too little, overqualified or under. They will tell you you're too tall, dark, smart, hip, intelligent, or ugly, or too good to be true, or too much whole, or not whole enough. You will always be too late or too early, too hard or too easy, nigger. They will open all doors except the one you want to go through. Slave, sucker, slave, the future is a grave. You won't get over sniffing clover. It's your rump you've got to save. They'll box you in, make necessities luxuries and luxuries dreams. Oh, yes, we loved each other, but he was tampered with, and I was a veteran of World War. Love, a story with one possible ending. Divorce, shit. I dare think he was my forever. They'll starve you till your cut rusts, till your children betray you to the Gestapo, your lover steals cash from your purse, till you collapse over the office typewriter, till you smoke too much dope or drink too much sterno, till you don't care if the sun rises, Jesus returns, or the fucker comes. They will make you believe in ghosts. Talk to ghosts. They will make you pay until pain feels like privilege. Make you forgive them as they tighten the noose to your throat. They will whip your body to a bloody pulp, seal it in a plastic bag, weight it down with brick, and toss it into the swamp. They will poison your progeny with every dangerous substance known to man, Negro. And they will be your friend as long as you're exceptional. What will they do when they have no use for you? Dime a dozen you. They will burn a cross in your brain till you'll fuck anything, till your eyes bug out, till you suck your own blood. The Laying Down Blues. Sometimes I get the blues and I want to lay down. Morning comes like 50 men with clubs all on my heart. Sometimes I get the blues and I want to lay down. My lover laughs at me and splits my world apart. Sometimes I get the blues and I want to lay down. Never get up out of bed again. That's the time I push sorrow aside. Get up before the mirror. Force a grin. The corporate man don't have no time for love. He's back. Body on the dotted line, a contract, the merge is tight. Oh, he's got a plane to catch. Never mix business with business. Sometimes I get the blues and go south town. Night comes on like 50 whores out frying me. Sometimes I get the blues and I go south town for a little barbecue and a friend to eat. Sometimes I get the blues and want to lay down all my troubles in the bed of the police. That's the time I think of prison bars, gray endless dawn. No release. The artist man don't have no time for love. He's banking booty on the game of fame. A contract, the money's tight. Oh, he's got a snatch to plane. Pleasure is, as pleasure does, money comes, quote the simp. Sometimes I get the blues and want to lay down. Take it to the beach and spread it all across the sand. Sometimes I get the blues and I want to lay down. Take it to the Congress and spread it all across the land. Sometimes I get the blues and want to lay down. Let a drop of phenol make my end. That's the time I push sorrow aside, get up before the mirror, and grin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good night, San Francisco. Thank you.